Hi, this is May.
And I'm Joy.
Welcome to the QWERTY Writing Life podcast, where we have candid chats about our creative lives.
May and I are friends, writers, and creatives who want to share our endeavors out loud.
On this podcast, we're here to encourage each other, and you too.
And share tools we've discovered or made up.
So you can follow your passions with a little support. So grab your tea.
Or your coffee.
And let's get started. Everyone, it is another week, and we are so happy to be back with you.
Welcome back.
We are going to be talking about combating creative kryptonite, and we'll explain all of that after we talk about our creative weeks. So, Joy, what did you do?
So, we are 1 week after the launch of Finders Keepers, a practical approach to find and keep your writing critique partner. And it has been quite a ride. I think we're probably both a little drained, but also pumped at the same time, if that's even possible. So, we've been doing a lot of thinking, you know, working on graphics and stuff for marketing and promoting the book, getting it out there, and thinking creatively about how to do that, especially in light of the fact that I've been through one book launch, but that was fiction. So now this is nonfiction, and it's nonfiction marketed directly to other writers. So it's a completely different mindset. And so just trying to think about creative ways to do that and creative ways to get the word out and stuff like that. In addition to making the graphics, which is a lot of fun, and thinking through all that kind of good stuff. So that's kind of been my creative week. So what about you?
I am doing revisions for my fiction novel, which has to go to a content editor very soon. So I'm a little nervous about it because I'm just hoping that I can make the deadline and make it a good book within the deadline. But we'll that's to be determined. We'll deal with that later. Today we're doing a podcast.
You're going to rock it. Don't worry. I have complete and total faith in you.
Thank you so much. That actually does help a lot. But another cool thing that happened was that I got to work with a friend of mine, Rachel Floyd, which I've talked about her before. She is a songwriter, like a singer-songwriter, and she's other things as well. But that's the part that we got to work together with. We worked on our lyrics or on the lyrics for the book. The book is a multimedia book, so it has prose, but it also has song lyrics and guitar chords and all that stuff in there. So we are working with melodies and lyrics and just trying to get those things spot on. I realized that I needed help and I asked for it, and that's a really, really cool thing because they're already better, and we've only had one session and we have like one verse and a chorus of one song, and it's so much better. And I can tell that this is just going to be a really great experience. I hope Rachel feels the same way. Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited. I cannot wait to hear more about this.
It's going to be great. Oh, I'm so excited too. Well, I hope it's going to be great. I feel like it's going to be great. My creative bones are like tingling, and generally that reminds me that it's a project worth doing. So it's a project worth doing at least.
I agree. I know that it's a project worth doing. I'm very excited about this book.
Cool. Well, thank you. Now let's talk about combating creative kryptonite.
Yes.
And can you kind of explain how this whole topic came to be?
Okay, so we started out wondering if we should have an episode about creative burnout. And I think when we first started talking about this, I think you and I both were in a point where we were both just, oh my goodness, so exhausted. And as we started discussing this, we realized we were really using the wrong word because neither of us were really burned out necessarily. Even though we were exhausted, we wanted to do all the things, right? We wanted to do all of these amazing ideas and accomplish them and put all these different things out there and all of that. We didn't want to throw in the towel. We didn't want to quit. We didn't want to walk away. Because at that point, for both of us, I know we had kind of been through that where we walked away because we, you know, various reasons, mostly self-doubt, mostly, you know, just not being sure of ourselves and all of that. And we've talked about that before in previous episodes. But this wasn't that. This was, we already knew this was what we were doing. We were committed to it. This is our life. This is, we're going for it. But we were just so overwhelmed and exhausted, which made us feel a little defeated. So that's how it kind of all started.
So tonight we're going to talk about tips and maybe even some tricks about overcoming overwhelm, exhaustion, and things that can be kryptonite to your creativity.
Yes.
Kryptonite has that whole link to Superman, and I just want to just remind everyone that Superman even needed time to heal, and he had to like bask in the sunshine in order to regain his power and his ability to help other people, right? So we also, if Superman had to do it, we got to do it. It's kind of my point, you know? So my first tip is to make a list of all of the things that you want to do and then place a priority number beside each one. So one being the most important or the most time sensitive, and then three being the least important and the least time sensitive. So then you just work the list. You go through all the number ones and you get those taken care of first. And then you go through the number twos and then the number threes. I try not to go any more than three because, if you go to like four and five and that sort of thing, you end up having five to-do lists, which is a lot of stuff to take care of and a lot of things to wrap your mind around. So one is a right now, two is right after the one, and then three is the thing that can, you know, be put on the back burner for a little while. And instead of having all of the list there and feeling like everything is a number one, everything is a priority, you can split it out. It's like having three different lists. And you know, it's just a little less pressure for me to see it that way.
That's a really good idea. I like that.
Yeah, you like?
Yeah, I do.
Good. I do it at work as well, you know, for my full-time job. Everything that has to be done immediately gets a number one. Everything that is kind of important that needs to be done but is not as important as or time sensitive as the number ones gets a number two. Mm-hmm. And then the number three are the long-term projects.
Okay. That makes sense. I like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's, and it's funny because I had a tip too on lists, talking about your lists, and mine is maybe a little bit like if you have too much on your list. So if you're not, you don't have those, you know, good lists like you just described with the one, two, and three, and kind of have them already figured out and shortened. Maybe you've got this giant list that you haven't quite worked through. Maybe you're trying to get to the point where you can do a one, two, and three list. You know, reevaluate it. Look at everything on there and really think about each thing that you have on there. Is this really the most important thing for you to do right now? And does it fit with your overall mission and purpose? And I think that sometimes we have these ideas, we have these things that pop up that we're like, oh, this is the best thing ever. And, you know, it may not fit with our overall mission or goal. So if we, you know, kind of take a little pause and think, okay, is this really something that's going to help me get to where I want to be, help me reach those ultimate goals that I've set for myself, then maybe it doesn't need to go on the list right now. Or maybe it needs to be on the three list, or maybe it just needs to be on a maybe one day list. It doesn't even have a number yet.
Yeah, we're not worried about those right now.
Right.
We're just trying to survive.
Exactly. Breathe, eat sometimes.
Yes, exactly. So, and that kind of falls along the lines of my second point, which was eliminate unnecessary stress. And things that are extra that don't go towards your goals, totally unnecessary stress. Another thing that could help eliminate unnecessary stress is, and this is born from like trial and error. I lose things all the time. So I had to find a way to not lose the napkin that I wrote this brilliant idea on, right? So I had to create a special place in my home, and it was just a tray. Like, this is the All the Words tray, and everything that related to All the Words, that project, went into that tray. So when I cleaned out my purse and I found out all these little receipts and notes and stuff written on napkins, they would all just go into the tray. I might not be able to process those right now, but at least whenever I am able to spend, you know, mental time on, I will know that I go to that tray, everything is there, and I won't have to search in all of these different bags, messenger bags, in the car, in the bedroom, in the kitchen. You know, I don't have to worry about searching for anything like that because it's all in the All the Words tray.
That's brilliant. Because I can't tell you how many times I'm like, where did that piece of paper go? And I constantly am switching bags. So yes, oh my word. So frustrating. Yeah,
so when you switch bags, you clean out the bag right then and there and you put everything in its proper place. Yeah. And that's a habit you have to build. That's something that you have to train yourself to do.
Right.
It's not something that's going to come naturally, and you're going to lose other things before you get to that habit. But as soon, like when that habit is built and it's there and this is just what you do, it's a really wonderful thing.
I love it. That's amazing. I'm going to have to start having trays. I'm already like sitting here in my head thinking about, okay, I can move this to there and I can put a tray there and I can, okay.
Yeah. And they have the kind that stack on top of each other too.
Yes. And they also have the,
all of your different.
Yeah.
Yeah. The stand up ones as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
Yeah.
I feel a trip to the office supply store in my future.
Our happy place.
It is very much our happy place. Oh, that's awesome.
So another unnecessary stress might be social media. And we all know how it can just be a time suck. And also how we feel like, I don't know about you, but I feel like the pressure is on as far as, you know, an upcoming author. I want my social media presence to be more than what it is, but at least it's nothing. I feel like I'm in that zone, like right there in the middle. And I do feel the pressure to post at least every day. And that's a lot. That's a lot to feel on your shoulders, especially once you haven't done it. And then you got to figure out if you're, you know, posting in the right times and all of this stuff. So this is actually something I'm going to have to ask Joy to help me with, because she has like this wonderful schedule for social media. But I'm thinking it would be helpful if I just like scheduled particular posts for the week. And then that way I know that it's done every day for the week. I get at least that one post in for the week, and then everything else that I do is gravy. And hopefully it will relieve that stress. Tell me about that.
I think that sounds like a really great plan. Yes. I mean, I think the biggest thing is to not let it stress you, you know, not let it get to that point of like, oh my goodness, I have to do this. Like, you know, consistency is key with it. I think that that's more important than, you know, even certain times of day, you know, but not letting, like, there's a balance between the consistency and the letting it become a stress. And that's something that, you know, I still juggle. So yeah, I think you're definitely on the right track.
Yay. So I have not perfected that one, but it is on my to-do list. It's a priority one. So
there you go.
What's your next tip?
Oh yeah. So let's see. I was going to suggest, and this is something that really helps me. When I'm completely overwhelmed, you know, and I'm really just exhausted and I want to do all the things, but it's just not happening. Sometimes it's helpful to just reflect on how far I've come, reflect on everything that's happened already. Because the thing is, when you look back, for the sake, you know, with the intention of reflecting on how far you've come, you're probably going to be surprised. I know I have been, a lot of things that I've accomplished, I wasn't really expecting to have accomplished that much in the amount of time that I did. So that's just a little boost. It kind of gives you a shot of, it's like a Red Bull. Yeah. It's like a little Red Bull to kind of get you moving again. So that helps me.
Yeah, it gives you wings.
It does. It gives me wings and helps me fly.
It just kind of puts everything into perspective too. I love that suggestion, to be honest. When we did our 6 month review for the QWERTY Writing Life, I was really surprised to see all of those things bulleted out and to see how far we've come in the 6 months that we've started the podcast. And that really was refreshing and it really was motivating to keep going. So I can imagine that it's such for these overwhelming times in our creative passions and stuff to be able to see that. So good one, girl. This one is kind of positive as well. It actually has the word positive in it. So cool.
There you go. There. I like that word.
So I have a tip to set up positive results to completing a goal. And I don't think results is the right word. So like set up positive consequences to completing a goal, or rewards. Rewards, I think, ooh, is the word I'm looking for. There's that one. So they can be big or they can be small. The only requirement is that it has to be something that you want and you haven't given yourself for some reason or another. So is there a pair of flip-flops at Old Navy that you've just been really wanting, but man, you just didn't want to spend the 10 bucks on it? Like, you'll just go get them, okay? After you've completed something. So it just gives you something to look forward to. Another cool thing that you can do is actually like get it and then not use it until you've completed the goal. So it's sitting there in your room, on your desk, or wherever it is. Some people even wrap them. I've heard of people wrapping them like a present to be given to yourself at the end of a goal.
I like that idea.
Isn't that fun?
And depending on how long it would take me to achieve that goal, I might actually forget what I wrapped. So that could be an actual surprise.
Yes, but at some point you need to be more of it. That's such a Megan thing to do.
Y'all, I have such a horrible memory. It's really sad.
It can be as simple as like take a nap, or it could be, or you could even like reward yourself with learning something new, like how to cook a particular dish, or going to a restaurant that you've wanted to go to for a while. Maybe it's out of the way, but you love it. And so you're going to take yourself out of the way to reward yourself. I don't know.
I love those ideas.
Yeah. So I got that one.
Oh, I like that one. I like that one a lot. And, you know, it's funny because you and I were just talking, I think yesterday, about rewarding ourselves, like setting goals for our book. And, you know, let's like plan it at different stages. Like, how can we celebrate and, you know, really embrace those accomplishments? So I love that you said that.
I think I actually suggested that after I wrote that one in our outline.
So, oh, there you go. So it was fresh on your mind. Yeah. Oh, love
it. The podcast is helpful again.
So. Exactly. Y'all just think this podcast helps you. Imagine what it does for us.
We really do it for us.
We do. Okay. So my next one is kind of similar it is similar, but not in how you would think. Okay. So if you're feeling completely overwhelmed, and I've done this a number of times, and I've been very surprised every time that how well it works for me, take time and do something else that's not on your list. And I know that that sounds absolutely insane, right? Okay, but it really does help. Okay, so if you are just really overwhelmed, you've been kind of in the trenches on a project, or, you know, life has kind of been dragging you down on top of everything else you're trying to do, or whatever the case may be, take some time. And it could be just enough time to take a bath, like, you know, a nice relaxing bath or something. It could be, you know, a small amount of time like that. It could be take time to go out with your family and friends. Take a whole family day or a no tech day, which I've done a couple of times, and I've mostly done it for my kids, you know, because I'll say, okay, it's a mom doesn't have her phone today. Like, I'm not getting on social media. It's all about you guys. What are we going to do today? And I don't do it very often, but I think that makes it even more special for my kids when I do. So, you know, a day like that where you literally unplug from the things that can be stressors, like we talked about earlier, or take time to create something new. And this is probably the biggest thing I found for myself when I'm in, I'll use the term again, the trenches of, you know, doing all of the promoting and doing all of the nitty-gritty day-to-day stuff, right, that we have to do. I get very frustrated, and I get very overwhelmed, and I get very just tired. And when I take the time to create something, it could be a poem, it could be a short story, it could be just whatever, it could be something small, but creating something fresh, that really, really helps me. It really does. Mm-hmm. It gets my motor going again, and I'm able to keep on trucking.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. The last one that I had was kind of along the same lines. We are so in tune in this episode.
You and me, we're just like this.
You know it. You know it. So I just think you should take a walk or do something. Oh, well,
perfect
that
timing.
Is our timer for the QWERTY challenge. So I will finish this one up and then we can head on into the QWERTY challenge. So I think you should just take a walk because your body carries stress like a chipmunk carries nuts. And taking a walk or doing something physical like stretching or aerobics or bicycling or anything like that, it helps eliminate the stress and it can help align your thoughts. And it also has the added bonus to keep you healthy. So we are all about longevity and being able to do whatever your creative passion is for a really long time. And you've got to take care of your physical body in order to take care of your mind. It houses your mind, and that is super important. So anytime that you're feeling that stress, it's a very good chance that you can feel the overwhelm in your physical body as well. I know I get it in between my shoulder blades. Like I can tell whenever I need to go do something because it's all in my shoulder blades and it's in my hips, which is really weird too. Mm-hmm. So when I know when I stretch, if I can loosen up my back area and if I can stretch in my hips, I feel immediately better.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's all about, but geez, Minetti, it's so cool.
So true.
How it all goes together.
Yes. So. It's the whole knee bone is connected to the whatever bone.
The brain bone?
The brain bone, yeah. It eventually gets there.
Yep, it sure does. So our QWERTY challenge this week is, have you ever been overwhelmed? Have you experienced creative kryptonite to where you just feel completely drained and almost unable to create, or maybe you're creating but it feels a little forced? If you handle it differently than the way that we handle it, we would love to hear what you do because we're always looking for new things that can help us be better creators. So the challenge for this week is, number one, tell us if you know something different.
What works for you?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So if you've never been sure how to handle it, think about some of the ideas that we've shared with you and see if it works. It, you know, it never hurts to try. Try them out and then let us know how that goes too, because, you know, and oh, also you can tailor any of these to your own needs. So maybe you don't like walking, but you love swimming. And so go swim. So it's cool. You have permission to be different than us.
Definitely.
We hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week and that you get to create something.
Yes, go be creative.
Bye. Thanks for listening until the end.
Seriously, you're a trooper.
Do you think QWERTY writing life is the bomb?
May, you just said the bomb.
Don't you censor me.
If you think QWERTY writing life rocks ice for real,
oh my word,
please rate, review, and share us with others.
If you have questions about this week's episode or want to start a conversation, you can reach us by visiting QWERTYWritingLife.podbean.com.
We'll be back next week with more candid chats for you.